proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue our series on the book of Ruth by looking at the events described in the third chapter of that book. Ruth 3 opens with a description of an unusual incident. An incident which, if practiced in contemporary culture, might have brought reproach upon Ruth. Yet Naomi recommended that course of action to Ruth, and Ruth followed her advice. It seems unlikely that Naomi would desire to ruin the reputation of her daughter-in-law by suggesting that she do something untoward. Furthermore, Ruth, who was a virtuous woman, would have surely objected if she deemed the proposed plan would in any way compromise her integrity. What did happen? The author of Ruth 3 recorded that Boaz sorted barley at his threshing floor. He probably initially had his servants present to assist him, since one man could hardly have winnowed such a large harvest by himself. After completing the night's task and dismissing his servants, Boaz lay down and went to sleep. He might have thought it risky to walk back to his home at that hour of the night. In addition, he might have wanted to stay at the barn to safeguard his produce from potential predators. Sometime before midnight, Ruth surreptitiously entered the granary. She uncovered Boaz's feet and lay down there. At some point in the night, Boaz suddenly awakened and discovered Ruth's presence. He experienced fear since he wasn't expecting any visitors. So when he asked about the identity of his companion, he might have been relieved to hear the reply, quote, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid," unquote. Ruth invited Boaz, quote, "Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman," unquote. In effect, Ruth was proposing marriage to Boaz, asking him to take her to be his wife. This was a cultural practice common among Jews. Deuteronomy 25 provides further insight into the nature of that custom, which became known as levirate marriage. Boaz's response indicated that he didn't see anything immoral about Ruth's behavior or her request. After asking God to bless her, he said, quote, "Thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, insomuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich," unquote. Ruth's discreet behavior safeguarded her from becoming the subject of ruinous gossip. Boaz also reassured Ruth, quote, "Fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest," unquote. He added that, quote, "All the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman," unquote. Ruth lived uprightly, even though she came from the Moabites. She was a stranger to God's covenant with Israel, yet Boaz agreed to live up to his responsibilities under that covenant relationship, to take Ruth as his wife, since her husband, a close relative, had died. There was one obstacle to the proposed plan, though. Boaz pointed out, quote, "Now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I," unquote. Boaz promised to ask that individual about his willingness to perform the role of kinsman redeemer to Ruth, as prescribed in the book of Deuteronomy. If that person declined, though, Boaz promised, he himself would fulfill that role. Ruth departed during the early morning hours so that no one would know of her nocturnal visit to Boaz. When she returned to Naomi, the latter woman confirmed that Boaz would undertake immediate action to resolve Ruth's matter. In the interim, she advised Ruth to let things be and see what Boaz would do. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.